Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for joining, and welcome to the inaugural broadcast of Death of Diet. And it is just that. We are in the process here of killing diet and bringing people to things that actually work, because diets don't, because they're not supposed to. So welcome. Appreciate those that are joining us. If you're doing so live, appreciate that, and feel free. I'll open the chat room here in just a minute, and then feel free to call in if you got some questions. But just as the title of the show says, myth busting, getting the body you want with half the effort. There's reality in that, but don't get the idea that there's not work involved. Don't get the idea. Please don't get the idea that there's pills involved, because there aren't. And the best part is, in going through all of this, You'll learn some things that you didn't know before, and you will also be in the process of getting healthier in a way that you weren't before, and you'll be able to maintain it in a way that you weren't able to before, and here's the best part, it'll be cheaper than it was before. You know, one of the myths, in fact, we'll just jump in here, because the first thing that I really want to get to is that in a lot of these diets, what you're looking at is the thought process that says, if you don't take this substance, this supplement, this pill, this powder, this whatever, you will absolutely not get the results that you're looking for. Or they try to do it in a shortcut kind of fashion. The problem is, without actually knowing what's occurring, what's going on in the process of doing that diet, what you end up with, the problem that you end up having is, you don't know what you're actually losing. See, there's lots of stuff that you can lose. Well, not lots of stuff, but there's essentially three things that you can lose when you go and when you go on a diet, or when you decide that it's time for you to lose weight. Number one, you can lose fat. That's the ideal goal. That's the point. Number two, you can lose muscle. You definitely don't want to do that, because you might actually need some of it. And number three, you can lose water. And when you first start a diet, what you begin to lose initially is water. And there's reasons for that. Now, a lot of diets, when they're claiming that you're going to lose all this weight at the very beginning of that diet, what they know is that, you know, as soon as you start eating right, the things that cause the water to stay in will now leave if you ate a large amount of salt. Now, all of a sudden, that's going to go away. So if you eat a lot of processed food and fast food, and now all of a sudden you don't, you start eating healthy fruits and vegetables, and you start eating healthy proteins and that sort of thing, things that aren't processed and maybe even aren't even cooked, what will happen is the body will start to flush the stuff that it doesn't hold on to. It doesn't need to hold on to anymore. Why would it do that? Because it's in the process of getting itself healthy. See, the idea behind losing the weight is to become healthier. Now, here's another myth. Is the excess weight that you have directly associated with your health problem? Well, the question, the answer to that is possibly. But primarily, what it is the answer to that myth is simply that the things that are causing you to be overweight are also causing your health problems. And there's reasons for that. And that is really what we have to focus on in the process of busting some myths, because we got to get information to you that is actually effective, that actually works, so that you actually know what's happening. How should you feel in the midst of it? What happens if you don't feel good in the midst of that diet? Should you always feel good in the midst of the diet? You know, don't you hate it when a person has lost a bunch of weight and then they go, oh, I feel great. I never felt so much energy. Well, talk to them in the middle of that phase where they're losing the weight. And what you'll discover is a person who, in various times, got tired, wore out, had to sleep more. Sometimes they ate a lot, sometimes they didn't eat anything. And the reason for that is, and here's another myth, your weight loss is not, and I repeat not, it's not this line that goes down at a 45-degree angle until you hit your goal weight, whatever that might be. And I would encourage you this. If you're in the process of losing weight, you know, for whatever reason, you know, you don't like how you look, summer's coming up, the doctor said something, understand that when you give your body what it needs, it will decide what your proper weight is. Your body knows. See, the problem with a diet and the reason why they don't work, the reason why they're unhealthy, is they use different things to try to trick your body to do what it would naturally do if you just gave it what it needed. And the reason that it's doing what it's doing is because it's getting stuff that it either doesn't need or it's just simply getting too much of something. Now, I mean, understand, your body doesn't need French fries, but obviously, I mean, we've all had them. They don't kill you. So are they necessarily terrible? Well, they're not the best, and I guarantee you this, if you eat a healthy lifestyle, if you eat in a healthy manner the majority of the time, yeah, that French fry, those French fries or that burger, whatever, you go to some place where you used to frequent, and you could eat that thing, and you could throw it down, and, you know, you could drink the large Coke or the large Pepsi, whatever you had, or even worse, you get the Big Mac or the double quarter pounder, and then you get the fries, and then you get the Diet Coke. Yeah, the problem is even the Diet Coke isn't healthy. Now, again, will you die from it? No. I mean, it's not like it's poison. It's not like it's battery acid. But the reality is once you begin to eat food that the body recognizes right off the bat, things really begin to happen. And what the body does, some of the things that the body does, is it begins to adjust this thing. It's an equilibrium, and the phrase that's used most often is it's homeostasis. So the body takes on this balanced essence where it's functioning in a manner that is much greater than it did when you put the other stuff in. So when your body gets to that place, and it can get there before you lose all the weight. And make no mistake, because part of your weight loss, in fact, if it's going to be successful and it's going to be maintained, the weight loss needs to occur because the body is in the place that it's supposed to be. So it's not acidic, it's not too alkaline, it's where it's supposed to be there, and then it's getting food when it's hungry, not when we're bored, which is a big one, that's a big one that anybody is going to have. You sit in a car. If you have to, you ever find yourself driving in a car or riding in a car, and you got to be in the car for hours or in the plane for hours, you're traveling that day. And what happens? Inevitably, you get hungry. Just bored. Not hungry. We just want something. Just want some food. And what do we reach for? The quick stuff, the processed stuff, the stuff with the saturated fat, the salt, the sugar, you know, the stuff that actually tastes good. And the way that you know that you'll get to homeostasis is the food that you like will taste different. You know, you eat that salad at the beginning, you're like, ugh, why do I have to eat weeds to feel good? This is disgusting. This is horrible. Wait a minute. No dressing either? No, I mean, if you know, skip the dressing. If you're going to put dressing on your salad, you might as well just have like an 8-ounce glass of pop. You know, just grab yourself a can of Coke and wash that down. Because there's still high fructose corn syrup in most of that stuff unless you make your own. And so what I do with my own salad when I put stuff on that, and now understand, they're dealing with a bunch of different things here at once. Understand, when you go to eat and you actually have a reason to, not just I'm bored or I'm hungry or whatever, when you have a purpose behind what you eat, you are far more likely to get the reality of why you're eating out of the food that you're eating, because you're making the choices to make the purpose occur. So if I want to eat for energy, there's stuff I can eat. If I want to eat for weight loss, there's stuff I can eat. But here's the best part, guys. When you eat properly, the body does what it's supposed to do all on its own. So one thing I don't do is I don't count calories. I literally do not count calories. And if I want to lose 5 or 10 pounds, I can lose it in a matter of a couple of weeks. I can increase my activity level, and then I can just eat. There's certain things that I know that when I eat them, I know I can up the activity level just a little bit, and the weight will come right off. I can lose a couple, 3 pounds a week, not a big deal. And so understand, the body is designed to not hold more than it's supposed to. Isn't that awesome? That's great. That's what it's supposed to do. So we don't need crazy supplements. We don't need all of these different things that you see on TV and in magazines. And there are entire magazines devoted to this garbage. And here's another thing. This is my favorite. And this is just, it is a testimony to the power of advertising. You see a person in there working out, and they have Gatorade with them, but they're trying to lose weight. Or they have let's say somebody along the line has told them, you can work out and gain muscle and lose fat. And they go, okay, great. I'll change my diet a little bit. And they have a pre-workout drink. I'm telling you, folks, you might as well eat a Snickers and drink a Red Bull. You might as well. If you've looked at some of them, and I forget off the top of my head the one, the pre-workout drink that a friend of mine got. And I just told him, dude, just throw that stuff away. Just don't even mess with it. It had as much, if not more, sugar than a Mountain Dew. I think it was a little more sugar than a Mountain Dew. And it had the caffeine equivalent of 5 to 9 cups of coffee per serving. That's insane. Your body does not need that to make energy. Your body does not need 5 times a cup of coffee is the amount of caffeine in order to make energy. It does not need sugar to make energy. In fact, if you're going to work out, and this is regardless, whether you're going to do a weight loss routine or you're going to do a muscle building routine, you're going to go in, you're going to do some powerlifting, you're going to do some bodybuilding, or you're just going to go in and do some various things. To just do some, you're adding now an element of weight training to your cardio just for the purpose of keeping the bones strong and all of that. When you go in to do that, before you go in to do that, eat like an hour and a half beforehand. That's all you have to do. Your blood sugar, when you eat appropriately, doesn't go up real high. And instead, as you get to that hour and a half to 2 hour mark, you're about halfway through between meals. What begins to happen is that blood sugar hits that sweet spot. And then as you work out, obviously you're depleting blood sugar. But what you're doing is, well, you're also depleting glycogen that's in the muscle. And so what's happening is the body will come to a place where, A, it produces energy from fat, which is what it's supposed to. When you do it aerobically, your body will produce the majority of the energy from fat. Not all of it, but the majority. There's 3 different ways it'll produce the energy, but when you do it aerobically, which means, you know, for those of us who don't do a ton of aerobics, maybe, you know, 150 beats per minute. I'm a 41-year-old guy, so I can go in 145, 150 beats per minute. That's a pretty good clip for me, and I can do that for 30 minutes, and I'll feel great. And if you're really not trained, then there's certain ways to figure out that max heart rate, and that really needs to be checked out beforehand. You don't want to go over that. Not just the max heart rate, but the heart rate that you want to work out at, and you want to stay around that time. And if there's any issues whatsoever, check with your doctor first and get a heart rate monitor. They're super handy. They're outstanding. Or use the apparatus as part of the machine and stay to that good, healthy heart rate, because the activity will allow you to burn fat. And then your body afterwards will desire something to eat, which is great because it's almost time. When you get done working out, you'll be within that 30-minute window. You can eat, and it works out perfect. Now you are resupplying the body of nutrients, both macro and micro, so your protein, carbs, fat, and all the vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, all that kind of stuff that it needs, and it's all being supplied in the window, that 30-minute window right after you work out, when you really need to eat something. Yeah, it works out perfect. You nail that window right in the middle. And so these types of things are what you do to lose weight. Now, I want to deal more with the myths of losing weight, but at the same time, do a little educating of what it is to actually lose weight. And I had a conversation with a guy that I work with, and he was in one of those competitions at work where you have to lose weight. And I got to tell you, I looked at the guy and I said, you don't look like you need to lose weight. He goes, I don't. And I said, well, then what are you doing? He said, I'm winning. I'm actually winning the competition. I said, wait a minute. You don't need to lose weight, and you're losing more weight than everybody else. He said, yeah. And I said, well, what do you eat? He said, well, I eat 1,000 calories a day. I said, oh, my gosh. Dude, you have a physical job. How can you do that? What do you think you're doing? So I asked him. I said, what was the point? He said, well, I had a few pounds I wanted to lose. And I said, well, how much have you lost? He said something like 18 pounds. I said, oh, when are you going to stop? He said, well, the competition ends next week. I said, okay, what was the point of your diet? He said, to lose weight. I said, to lose weight or to lose fat? Because there's a difference. And he said, well, to lose fat. And I said, well, at 1,000 calories a day with a physical job, what do you think you're doing? He said, yeah, I'm probably losing muscle. But he didn't want to stop the program or the competition because he was winning. He was losing more weight than everybody else. He was actually becoming less healthy as a result of the diet that he was on. It's the power of the advertisers that do these things. And there's money involved, and there's lots of different reasons for the motivation. But folks, I mean, rather than go on a diet, rather than try to trick your body into doing something that it would already do if you just did it right, the point of the show is there's several points, but mainly I want to get rid of the lies, I want to get rid of the diet, and I want to get onto a track. As many people, whoever wants to get onto a track where they do it naturally, they know exactly what they're doing, they learn their body, so they learn when they're hungry, because you don't have to eat every 3 hours. Some folks' metabolism is slower than that. Some folks' metabolism is faster than that, maybe every two and a half hours. I mean, some people got super fast metabolism. What you eat and what I eat aren't the same thing. So that being the case, why would I set up a program for you that works for me? That's the other issue with diet. Problem is, therefore, a large group of people who mostly have these types of things. They want to lose weight. They're this age. So would I have a 19-year-old do the Atkins diet along with a 40-year-old, along with a 70-year-old? Actually, I wouldn't have any of them do it because it's a dangerous diet. I just wouldn't have them do it. And there's a thing called ketoacidosis that you don't want any part of, and you can actually do some damage to the kidneys because of a thing called ketones that build up in the blood, and then the body starts to flush water, and all of this stuff is done to trick the body to do something it would do naturally if you just ate appropriately and kept your blood sugar where it was supposed to be. But that's all part of the learning process of it. And so one of the things that we want to make sure that we do is we want to make sure that we're doing things that ultimately lead us to a place where we are healthier than when we started. See, as we begin to lose weight, what begins to happen is the body goes into a way of function that is just so much healthier than the person who's overweight. And what do I mean by healthier? Number one, their heart rate is much better. Their resting heart rate is better. Their recovery is better. How quickly they recover from exercise is better. They sleep better. They have less stress. Their depression improves. There's lots of different things. Why? Because now we're using the body the way it was designed as opposed to abusing the body. So people go from abusing it with, and I know abuse is a strong word, when you look at the health problems that people have as a result of what they eat and how they eat and why they eat and when they eat. And like, I'll give you an example, just a quick little statistic. When you are looking at the heart problems that are in America, people dying from heart attacks, stuff like that, coronary heart disease. 950,000 people a year die of coronary heart disease. AIDS was discovered back in 1983 by a group of scientists. They were able to diagnose it. They pulled this thing on. They had this big fancy word for it. 1983 was the first discovery of the AIDS virus and HIV and all of that. Since that time, from 1983 to 2013, a grand total, all those years put together, 450,000 people have died of AIDS. And instead of that, coronary heart disease, 950,000 people a year, every single year, die of coronary heart disease. That's abuse, folks. But nobody wants to eat to die. Here, eat this and you'll die. I mean, nobody does that. But it's what we're doing. And so what if there was a better way to lose the weight than spending money on some stupid program? So one of the things that I do, myself included, and, you know, and I work my son out. I've showed him how to make meals and, you know, when to eat. And I had him keep a food diary. And not so much a food diary because I knew what he was doing because I showed him how to do it. But I had him take, just write down for me every meal that he ate, how he felt before and how he felt after. And what we did was we adjusted how or what he ate, when he ate, how much he ate, based upon how he was feeling with the meals he was eating. He's a senior in high school. He's taking food with him. You got to cook all this food at night because, you know, he's 18 and he's like a horse. And so we'd have to make multiple meals and, you know, throw them in a big bag and put a bunch of ice packs in there and stuff. Because, you know, going to school and not able to come home before practice, so you got to stay there for that. Once in a while I would stop by, I would drop something off. But he had this responsibility to be able to do this, but I wanted him to know and understand how to do it. But what we did was we just simply checked how he felt before and after. Are you being satisfied by what you're eating? I'm not talking about cravings. I'm talking about after you eat this, is it enough calories? Do you have energy? Do you want to go to sleep? You know, and so we would look at that stuff. I increased his water intake because his activity level had increased. And those types of things, not some diet, not the workout plan he got in a magazine with crazy sets and reps and do this and do that, take this supplement at this time and that supplement at that time. Not all that crazy stuff. What we do is we find out about the person and we make the tweaks along the way. Because what I found is, it took me 2 months to figure out exactly how to do my son's workout just because we had challenges of what time he got up, what time he went to bed, the amount of activity that he was going through, how much food was it going to take. No, we had no refrigerator, so then we had to make that adjustment. And so we had all these variables thrown in there. So it took longer than it should have in order to get that figured out. But we eventually did, and it was amazing what happened to him in his athletic ability. But what we did was we paid attention to him, what his body was telling us, and we made adjustments based upon that. That's what I do with all the plans that I do. Whoever I'm working with, male, female, high school athlete, mom in her 30s, guy in his 50s, and I was talking with a guy at the gym I work out at, and he is a power lifter. He's a bencher now. He just benches, competitively benches. And we were talking about what he was doing, and he said, yeah, my bench has been stuck for a year. And so I went through some various things that would possibly help him. He was doing all that stuff. And I said, okay, take an extra day off. Like, say what? Yeah, take an extra day off. You need it. Take more time off. See, guys, let's get to this too, since we don't have a ton of time left, 6 minutes or so. If you're going to work out every day, you cannot do it intensely. You cannot work out in an intense way. Because you will overtrain, and when you overtrain, the only way to not be overtrained or to cease from being overtrained is to stop doing anything. Because the body really just needs to rest. And then when you go back in, then you got to kind of start over. Because if you start up too intensely, you go right back to being overtrained. When I got my son, you know, when he got done with wrestling and all that, all the work that they did, he was seriously overtrained. So the first thing I did was he took 3 weeks off. Because here, ultimately, take this away from the show, if you could. In the process of dieting, exercising, strength building, whatever it is, bodybuilding, powerlifting, whatever it is that you're doing, don't be less healthy as a result of the activity than without the activity. Don't do that. Because it doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter how skinny you are, how good you look with your shirt off, if you're killing yourself. So ultimately ask yourself this question. Is doing this diet, this this thing, this program, this routine that I'm doing, is this ultimately going to make me healthier? That's what I want to do. Because if I can get your body healthy, then I can make, your body will do everything else on its own. And you can learn your body. It is one of the things that I do the most assisting on. I watch what people do. I show them. I help them. We make adjustments. I don't like this exercise. Let's do something else. I mean, it is the absolute best thing to walk up to, you know, to have a client to give them something. And I'm just, by the way, I guess I probably should have thrown this in at the beginning. I'm a certified personal trainer. So when I'm working out with my son and he says, I don't like this, or it makes my elbow pop or something like that, then we just make an adjustment. Because I don't want arthritis in the joint. So when I do something with you or for you, what happens is we make adjustments for your body in the state that it's in right now. That exercise, you may really want to do that exercise. It's not the best one right now, but we'll work up to that. Everything will be great, and you'll be able to do all the stuff that you want to do. You'll be able to do it with ease, and every time you go into workout, you'll be healthier as a result of it. That is how you exercise. That's how you live. That's how you do what you're supposed to do. And when you do that, that's when you're 40 and 50 and 60 and 70, and you love your health. You love that you're still active. You can still travel. You can still play golf. You can still walk. You can still hike. You can still ski. I was out skiing a couple of years ago, and down the mountain, husband and wife in their 90s skiing. And I looked at my wife. I said, that's what I want to be. When I'm 95, I mean, you can pick up your grandkids. You can shovel your own driveway if you want to. You don't have to. But if you want to, you could. That's the kind of plan that anybody would want to be on. That's what I do. If you want some more information about that, I realize this is 30 minutes. I'm just getting the bugs worked out. There was no music at the front end. I like to have a lot of fun. I like to, you know, energetic, you know, do a bunch of stuff, have some fun. And I'm sorry I didn't put the number out there. I got 2.5 minutes, so if you would like to call in, it's 914-205-5494. Maybe I could get a question answered real quick. The other thing is, I'll give it out again real quick, 914-205-5494. And you can go to the website and understand, if you purchase something from there where I can call you and talk with you or design something for you, awesome. I'd be more than happy to do that. Make sure you put your email in there. And the kind of coaching that I do, I love to do, like the live stuff. Obviously, I can't coach everybody, but I can do stuff over the phone. I can do stuff, you know, face to face. If you have a Mac or an iPad or something like that, because that's what I have: iPhone, iPad, you know, Mac laptop, or laptop and desktop. We can communicate. We can set up times. We can take your program that you're currently on, if you really like it. But maybe, let's say you've stopped getting some benefits. Let's say you stopped getting the benefits that you wanted to. We can tweak that thing a little bit, and we can get it more designed to you, which is what the program needs. It needs to fit you, not you fit it. It's not magic, folks. It is not magic. So this is non-magic diet and exercise, things that work. They work for the long term. They work for your whole life. The stuff I'm showing my son, even though you can go on the website, you can see him squatting 465. Actually, he's squatted 475. I'll load that up to the website at some point here in the next day or so. But that'll be up there. He'll be able to do that when he's 80 if he wants to. Not 475, but he'll be able to keep lifting. Because when you do it like you're supposed to, you don't have to worry about getting arthritis. Because you're not getting hurt, and things aren't painful. And if they are, we do something else. We change it around. So shoot me an email, info@deathofdiets.com. Check out my website, deathofdiets.com. It's rather new. I'm still adding some things. Got some great stuff coming up in the near future. Next show, we're going to talk more about how to save money when you're in the process of working out, all that type of stuff. That's what we want to do, because it doesn't take all that money to do all of those things. You can actually work out, not spend a ton of dough. We'll get into all that in the next show. Thanks a lot for listening, everyone. Have a great day.